White Sox, White Sox, go, go, White Sox.
Let's go, 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 White Sox. We're with you all the way.
8:42 when Hawk Harrelson is taking some time off from not traveling back and forth to the cell this year. We've got a brand new voice of TV for Chicago White Sox games in the booth with Steve Stone. It's Jason Benetti. Is he on the phone with us now? Yes. All right. Let me go to Jason right now. Jason, nice to meet you. Congratulations on the gig.
Hey, good to meet you too. Thank you for having me.
And I'm excited about the Southside baseball as well this year because I think last year was an anomaly. I think there's too much talent on this team not to be really good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really strong year, too. I mean, you look at the starting rotation and all the left-handed thunder that's in that starting rotation. That's a really great building block. And from what Rick Hahn has said, the roster's not done moving either in a positive direction.
The additions and the subtractions that go on during offseason, how would you sum those up for the White Sox?
You know, I think the really exciting one, the headliner, is Todd Frazier over at third base. I mean, he's somebody that I've heard not only is a great character guy, but we know he can hit the ball. So I think he's a huge positive over there, and I think he's basically the cornerstone of the offseason at this point.
You spent much time with Steve Stone?
I have, yeah. We had dinner for a couple of hours, actually, before I was officially hired, and I can't wait to get into the booth with him.
Steve is shy, doesn't have much to say, as you know. No, Steve is got more. Steve's got more baseball in his head than the rest of us will ever be able to forget, and he knows every angle, every possible bit of the game. But there's a certain chemistry you have to develop between your position, your chair, and his. How long does it take to get that rhythm going, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's already happened, actually. Steve and I have been talking throughout the last couple of weeks just about whatever's going on, whether it be baseball or life or whatever it might be. He called to wish me a Merry Christmas, actually, a couple of weeks ago, which was very nice of him. But we've been talking. We're kind of on the same wavelength in terms of sense of humor and understanding of where we want to go with the broadcast. So I'm thrilled.
Let's give some people your back. Well, actually, let me get Kevin in here, the resident White Sox lunatic on the show. Do you have a question for Jason before we move on to Jason's life?
Well, quickly, yeah, I'd still like to know what your thoughts are on Yoenis Cespedes coming to the South Side. He's kind of the last real big outfield free agent name, but you see the deals Chris Davis was able to get and maybe going to price him out of the White Sox budget. But any chance you think the Sox are still in the running for Cespedes?
From my understanding with a chat I had with Rick Hahn as of last week, specific names weren't brought up, but I do know that he's working in outfield as one of those positions that maybe he's looking for somebody to add. So that's not a non-answer because I know, and I'm not telling you it's a non-answer because I've heard the name pop up so much, but I have no specific intel at this point that he's necessarily a target. So I think that's a name on a bunch of people's radar, and he's clearly a target for a lot of teams. So, I would imagine he's on some board somewhere for the Sox. I just don't know how high.
Do we need to, like, throw $20 in the pot, or what do you think?
Anything would help at this point.
Yeah. Len Casper, talking about Jason Benetti, says it's totally right to bring Jason Benetti. And by the way, some people may be confused. Hawk lives somewhere in Indiana, right? Isn't that right?
So that's right, yeah.
So Hawk's commute to home games was a bigger deal than going on the road. Most guys would, Vin Scully's done this, obviously, related to age in the past few years. But most guys would do the home games, not the road games. It's actually more convenient at this point in Hawk's life to do the road games, which made this a possibility for you, Jason. So give people some of your background here and where you were.
I'm currently working for ESPN. I do a lot of college football, college basketball, college baseball, some little league games for them as well this past year. And I worked Special Olympics, the World Games for them this past summer. So that was a great experience. I've got extensive baseball experience in minor league baseball. I did AAA for a number of years in Syracuse, then some A-ball in Salem, Virginia. So I've got a lot of baseball experience. I've done a bunch of TV with ESPN, and I'm a Syracuse University graduate. I also went to law school and finished up there at Wake Forest in 2011.
So obviously you're lazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't sit around.
Len Casper, I mentioned his comments, but also Hawk Harrelson called you a hell of a good announcer. Those are both nice compliments from guys who have been in the booth a bit longer than you have. But I love your story. I love how hard you work, and I love your story. And for those not familiar with it, part of your story is that you have a little extra hurdle in life to get around, and that's dealing with CP, with cerebral palsy. And when were you diagnosed?
I was very young. I got sick at a very young age, just a couple of years into life. So I wasn't born with it, but it was very young when I was diagnosed.
And when did you become a sports nut?
You know what? It wasn't long thereafter. I was in elementary school. I took up sports as kind of a hobby to watch and learn and study, and I've been a sports fan. Sports guy, I guess you can say, ever since.
And a White Sox fan, right? Grew up a Sox fan?
I did. Actually, my mom dug up a project I did. It was a project on I wonder what I'll be in 20 years. She just sent it to me, actually, yesterday by email. And I said, I wonder if I'll be the White Sox sportscaster.
How so cool is that?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. I said one of my idols was Hawk Harrelson, and that is necessarily and 100% true. And I when I read it, I thought, my gosh, I should have gotten a lottery ticket or two instead of just doing that assignment.
Obviously, you're psychic. But it took a lot of hard work to get to this place and the special challenges you deal with. Because of dealing with CP, I think, are inspirational to everybody in general. But I know the last thing you want to do is spend time talking about that when you want to talk about the White Sox baseball team. I just want you to know that you can count us amongst those that are impressed and inspired by you.
Well, thank you. I mean, the cool thing for me is it's not really a daily physical challenge in that I don't have these significant lingering effects that I have to take medicine for or something like that. It's simply perceptual challenges of approaching people and having them think one thing and maybe the other being the target. So it's been an interesting path, and it's been fun, and I enjoy meeting people in part for that reason. But I think I don't want people to get the wrong idea that I'm not sick or anything like that. It's something that I need to deal with in terms of perception.
And as far as the CEO of the CP Foundation, Richard Ellison, and the Just Say Hi campaign, that's a good lesson for anybody that meets anybody that's got any sort of struggles in life. You know, it's just you and me. Just say hi. That's all. Just say hi and let's talk socks.
That's right. That's exactly it. And I would encourage people to do that with anybody, whether it's me or whomever. But I think it's a great message for people with or without disabilities. I mean, just go and ask questions of people or approach people and be kind to people. And that's kind of why I agreed to do the spot that you're referring to, because I think it's an awesome message.
And I'll leave you with this. Your mom and your family and whoever raised you must be exceptional people, because anytime you raise a kid that can achieve as an adult at the highest levels of whatever they choose to do, it's always a special thing. And I think you got to have a lot of parental support and encouragement. And I love that your mom sent you that thing yesterday. That's very cool.
Yeah, Sue and Rob Benetti were always very encouraging of whatever I wanted to do. And they are still vacationing on cloud nine and have been for the last week or so. So I'm not going to disturb them until the season.
That's great. Enjoy spring training. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. That's Jason Benetti. Good dude. We like him.